Welcome to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. I'm Paige Estertori, on behalf of Financial Services Online, your beacon of financial literacy and support. For the Australian millionaire who has ruffled feathers with his wealth advice, it's all about living within one's means. His advice has sparked a countrywide debate about financial fitness. On one hand, some see wisdom in embracing frugality and debt avoidance. On the other hand, critics argue these suggestions may not be feasible given the unique economic challenges of the younger generation. As economic pressures mount, the conversation steers us to a pressing question: how should financial advice evolve to cater to diverse financial scenarios? While there may be no one-size-fits-all answer, this illuminates the pressing need for more inclusive, realistic financial guidance. Moving on, Australia's fight against greenwashing in the financial sector marks another victory, with Active Super fined a hefty $10.5 million. Misleading investors with inaccurate sustainable investment claims has landed them in hot water for contravening their own proclaimed ESG criteria. Sarah Court from ASIC marks this as a pivotal moment to enforce transparency within the financial services. The strong regulatory stance sends a clear signal to other service providers. Businesses take note. Credibility and regulatory compliance cannot be compromised in the pursuit of green investments. In Melbourne, value seekers are fueling a notable property price resurgence as they look for affordability amidst rising living costs. According to our friends at CoreLogic, Melbourne is now the most affordable major capital city in Australia, with an attractive median home price. It is particularly drawing the attention of interstate potential buyers from Sydney, where costs of living and property prices are relatively higher. Melbourne's lifestyle, amenities, and property attractiveness are becoming a winning blend. As the city's dwelling values tick upwards, we are closely watching this space. In insurance news, the rising motor insurance premiums demand urgent attention. The Insurance Council of Australia calls upon the government to enact essential reforms, given premiums have surged an astonishing 42% since 2019. Causes range from labor shortages to supply chain disruptions and inefficiencies in accident management. The proposed reforms offer solutions in training, supply chain resilience, and regulating accident companies, among other important measures. These reforms aim to stabilize the market, providing perhaps much-needed relief to insurers and policyholders alike. That's all for today's Daily Financial Services News Wrap. For more updates and in-depth information on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estertori, signing off until next time. Stay informed, stay secure.